With the celebration of the Last Supper, that's what our celebration today reminds us, or we make memory of that, we begin to celebrate Easter. Lent finishes with this celebration, and it begins a long celebration. And I'm talking about long because it lasts for about 2 hours or 3 hours. I'm talking that is long because it lasts 3 days. But to begin celebrating today, we're going to continue tomorrow, Friday, Good Friday. We're going to continue on Saturday when we indeed will proclaim Jesus' resurrection, and that will bring us into Sunday. You're going to see that some people will join us. You know, tomorrow, more people will be part of the celebration. On Saturday, some will be here. Sunday, a whole lot of people will show up. But that's how we celebrate. It's the same celebration that we continue. We continue at every day. Hoy empezamos a celebrar la Pascua de la Resurrección, una celebración bien larga, que empezamos hoy, va a tener continuación mañana y también en el sábado. Son, podemos decir, tres partes de una misma celebración. Jesús, que se entrega o que entrega a sus discípulos este un mandamiento del amor, que después en el viernes celebramos qué significa de verdad el mandamiento de este amor cuando Él muere por nosotros en la cruz, pero un amor que es tan grande que la muerte no lo pudo detener, y celebramos vida nueva. É a celebração da luz que começamos hoje. Jesus que se doa, se entrega em forma de pão, de Eucaristia que celebramos hoje. Um amor sem limites, que amanhã, na sexta-feira, celebramos quando Ele doa a sua vida por nós. E continuamos vigilantes com fé, porque a vida vence a morte. A luz vence a escuridão. In today's first reading, we heard about the Jewish Passover, how those Hebrew people, those who were enslaved in Egypt, how they should celebrate. It is indeed a celebration that talks about life, even though it mentions that when they were to celebrate, they were to be ready to start going, marching out of slavery. And the angel of the Lord would spare the life of the firstborn of the Hebrew people. It's interesting because Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, had given a law that the firstborn should be killed of the Hebrews because he didn't want that people to grow so vast. And here is God showing that life we reign in the end, saying, no. The firstborn will be spared, guaranteeing that that people, that generation would continue. They would go from slavery to freedom, from death to life. And it shows how God listens to his people. The history is not only looking back into the past. Many of our cities, they build monuments that some of them, we call them memorials, you know, to honor our heroes, to honor people whom we do not want them to be forgotten, but that their names and what they did, their lives, will be remembered. But those monuments will bring us back into the past. Today, as we celebrate this memorial, it's not only looking into the past, it's looking into our lives today. We talk about love. Not the love only looking what Jesus did for us, but what he is inviting us to do. He washed the feet of his disciples. And he says, you must do the same. That is to celebrate the Eucharist. We come and we gather weekly, and we make memory of these that we celebrated this week. Every week we renew that because we know that we need and we are sure that the same God who was with enslaved people in Egypt centuries and centuries ago, the same God who was with Jesus, is the God who is with us. It's the God that is guiding us and giving us the strength that we need to continue our journey through life. To serve or to love is to serve. There's no other way of being authentic in our faith. We might have many devotions. We might know many prayers that were taught to us since our childhood, and we know them by heart. But all our beliefs will not mean much if they do not are translated into concrete love for one another. We cannot say we love God and love Jesus if we do not practice that with those who are close to us. Celebrando todos los años la Pascua, es la ocasión que tenemos nosotros de renovar nuestra esperanza. La memoria de Cristo no es solamente mirar hacia el pasado. No nos reunimos para llorar un Cristo abandonado por sus discípulos, olvidado por la muchedumbre, pero nos reunimos porque Él está vivo, porque de Él nosotros recibimos la fortaleza que necesitamos, la fortaleza para vivir nuestro presente, nuestra vida, inspirada por el ejemplo que Él nos ha dejado. Nos reunimos para bendecir a Dios, que nos amó hasta el extremo y continúa a amarnos. La historia no se terminó, continúa y va a continuar hasta que Él venga otra vez. hasta que nos encontremos en el fin de los tiempos, cuando venga el Señor. Es una oportunidad de renacer en nuestra fe. No tener una fe que la tenemos en nuestra cabeza solamente, mas una fe del corazón que nos lleva, que llega a nuestros pies para llevarnos hasta los que más necesitan, que pasa por nuestras manos para extenderlas al que está caído. Así celebramos y podemos lavar los pies los unos a los otros, como nos enseñó el Señor. Estamos, hermanos y irmãs, começando mais uma celebração da Páscoa. Uma celebração esta por 3 dias. Hoje a primeira parte, amanhã Sexta-feira Santa, celebrando a morte do Senhor na cruz, a segunda parte, e depois retornando no sábado à noite para celebrar a luz que vence as trevas. Não estamos fazendo encenações. Estamos revivendo para os dias de hoje o chamado de Jesus para que sejamos seus discípulos. Assim como ele lavou os pés dos seus discípulos, também nós somos chamados a fazer o mesmo. Que esta celebração nos fortaleça, então, para irmos ao encontro dos que necessitam, para praticarmos o amor, não somente com repetições de palavras, mas com gestos concretos e verdadeiros. And to conclude, in a moment, we are going to wash the feet of some from our community, representing everyone. And with this, we, the priests serving here at Resurrection, I believe we renew our commitment to the people of God. Last night in the cathedral in Orlando, we did had the opportunity to renew in front of our bishop the commitment of serving God, serving the people. I ask you to help us, to help us to serve better, to help us to be instrument in God's hands. We have some experience working in different communities, in different places, with different people, but we are always learning. We're always trying to be the best we can be, not for us, but because God has called us. Nos ajudem a nosotros, los sacerdotes aquí, a servir mejor, a poder llegar y poner la palabra de Dios, el llamado que Dios nos hizo, y saber que nosotros, el centro de todo, es Jesucristo. Por eso estamos aquí, por eso lo amamos, y por eso queremos enseñar a todo el mundo a amar como Él nos ha amado. Mas precisamos da ajuda de todos. Com a colaboração de todos, poderemos servir sempre melhor. Just a few days ago, Father Vincenzo completed 28 years as a priest. Soon, every year I ask Father Bob, are you 57? 59, wow. Father Bob, 59 años. This is the first Holy Week of Father Dat as a priest. First one. And pretty soon I'll be 22 years as a priest, consecrated. It's about, what, 100 years or so? You know, about 100 years of service. Not to our merit. Now, I would thank you for, you know, the support you give, but it's not about us. It's about serving. It's about the call that we have received. And we want to do the best as we can, as Jesus has taught us, washing everyone's feet. That's the only way we can live our lives, our ministry. Jesus at the center. And each one, each brother, each sister is valued. And that's what we represent. May we all learn also from each other and have the humility of kneel down and wash the feet of all those, even those that, of those who are close to us, or even those that perhaps are not so close. And they will be living the greatest commandment of all, the commandment of love.